Now, some quick takeouts on stories that we're following this week. We're going to go first to Todd Zwillick, the Takeaway's Washington correspondent. Well, Todd, Democrats introduced a climate change bill yesterday. Is this a tiny little issue, Bill, or is this some kind of big deal?
Oh, this is a tiny little issue. This is most of the economy. This is cap and trade and basically the entire energy sector and our lights, our taxes, everything else. So this is cap and trade. Cap and trade is back. This is the Senate version. You remember this debate from over the summer. It was huge and divisive in the House, and it's going to probably be even more so in the Senate. What this bill does at its core is cap carbon emissions reduces them 20% by 2020. That's a little more ambitious than what the House got. They got 17% by 2020. That's taking all the carbon emitted from utility plants, cars, industry, and trying to bring it down by 2020 and then bringing it down even further by 2050. The Democrats on this bill only have Democrats so far. They're going to try to negotiate with moderate Republicans, but they don't have any yet. They had a big rally yesterday in front of the Capitol and made a big deal out of this bill. But so far, it's only Democrats. Here's one of the lead sponsors. This is John Kerry of Massachusetts.
There will be announcements in the forthcoming weeks about Republicans. I can promise you that. And I look forward to very constructive process that we've engaged in with a number of them.
Okay, he's engaged in it with a number of them, but not these Republicans. Listen to these ones.
It's going to raise the cost of every small business in our country and every family in our country. Your electricity rates, your gasoline per gallon costs are going to go up. This is not the time to be adding costs.
So that's Kay Bailey Hutchison of Oil Country, Texas, who incidentally is going to be leaving the Senate to run for governor, so expect her to be on the political side of this debate. You know, even more so than healthcare, this debate, Celeste, is going to be regional. You know, the soy states and the corn states versus the coast, the industrial states that don't want to lose jobs or coal production to the more sort of environmentally conscious states like California and Massachusetts. And when debates get regional in the Senate, they get very divisive. Getting Democrats on board could be as hard as getting some of the moderate Republicans that John Kerry says he wants to get.
Although the debate may have changed now that the Midwestern states have lost so many of those manufacturing jobs, I'm just wondering how they can possibly get traction on this with this healthcare debate going on.
Well, that's part of the question around the Senate. Timing is important. Nobody thinks they're going to get this done by Christmas. Don't forget, Copenhagen comes up in December. That's the Copenhagen Climate Conference. I haven't seen Copenhagen get this much attention, by the way, since those bad cartoons a couple of years ago.
Danny Kaye. Go ahead.
I mean, it's all about Denmark. So, but what they want is at least some forward momentum by the time of those talks. John Kerry, who is chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, says they don't have to have a bill passed by then, by early December. They just have to show that Obama is headed towards success on getting meaningful carbon caps for the other countries to come on board and think that the United States is finally serious about this issue.
Okay, thanks, Todd. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway's Washington correspondent.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.